Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. The Bigger Picture with Ryan Hwang.
Money FM 89.3. Good morning. It is the Breakfast Huddle. I'm Elliot Danker. It is time now for the Bigger Picture with Ryan Hwang. And today's focus, Ryan, is something that is also covered in the Straits Times and the Business Times. According to an MAA survey, Singapore GDP is tipped to grow 6.5%. This led by the manufacturing and exports sector. Tell us a little bit more about why this has happened and why you're focusing on this today.
That's right. So it's a bit of a brighter outlook from the last quarterly survey, which was at 5.8% and is also at 6.5% above the official forecast range of 4-6%. So you are looking at a brighter outlook for 2021, despite what's happened recently with the tighter restrictions. And that doesn't seem to be posing much of a speed bump, at least when it comes to growth prospects for 2021. So that's also a rather similar theme when you think about what's happening in the US, where you have jobs numbers improving, you've got inflation ticking up, companies saying they might raise prices. So that, of course, is what's going to be going into the FOMC meeting in terms of considerations and what they might do on the guidance for interest rate hikes. So let's get a bigger picture from Vishnu Varathan. He is the head for economics and strategy at Mizuho Bank. Morning, Vishnu. How are you doing?
Good morning. Very well. Thank you, Brian.
Hey, Vishnu. Glad to have you on. Now, let's talk about what Singapore private economists are forecasting for 2021. It is a bit brighter, 5.8-6.5% now. What's behind this optimism and what are we watching out for in terms of potential headwinds?
And that's a good question. And I think part of this is the fact that we are already halfway through the year. So we've got the benefit of knowing that the first quarter growth was a lot better than earlier estimated. So it was a lot better than the earlier flash estimates. And it was pretty resilient. And so that arithmetically that adds to anyone's forecast. But you make a good point, which is that, you know, despite our partial restrictions right now, that doesn't seem to have dented the optimism around it. And that's partly alluding to two things. One is businesses are far better adapted now to work around most of these restrictions, which are more targeted in any case. And the other is that the exports, the global exports picture is not outright gloomy. In fact, there are some bright spots where I think Singapore is quite well placed to benefit. This includes semiconductors, includes the oil and gas sectors, precision engineering, so on and so forth. So you do have bright spots which Singapore can leverage off. And that's not to forget that we've got our financial sector doing pretty well. And it's also tagged on to a pretty healthy property market that usually has got a wider spillover. So these are some of the factors behind that.
Yeah, you do have a couple of sectors, though, struggling. I hear about anecdotal examples of some businesses struggling to make rent. And of course, the manpower issue is one to watch because of the tightness in supply. How much of a dent is that going to be posing for 2021's growth?
I think therein lies the crux of the matter. And this is also why, you know, we will also have to look at policy differently in reaction to headline numbers. And the real issue is that despite the headline numbers, the problem with today's economic data is that the headlines conceal a lot more unevenness in the details. And so you're absolutely right there. We have got sectors that will continue to struggle, and I don't even need to mention hospitality and travel. I think you've heard too much of it. So I'll abstain there. You also have got smaller businesses that are disproportionately affected by their ability to adapt to some of the changes that are required. And we also have got very uneven access to cheap funding or already available financing, which can help to tide through such periods. So that, I think, will remain the biggest challenge to try to ensure that the economic recovery evens out and there's more of a spillover effect. But we cannot be complacent about, the rising tide lifting all boats. It doesn't lift all boats. Sometimes it capsizes some.
Yeah, we've got to keep our fingers crossed for the rest of the year. And Vishnu, turn our attention to what's happened on the international stage. The G7 summit over the weekend, it has been labelled the selfie summit, criticised for being more about optics and rather vague on details. How much do you agree with that label, a selfie summit?
I like that you use the word optic and selfie in the same sentence. I mean, to be fair, I think most summits, 80% of them are more about papering over differences rather than you know, actually gaining tangible and immediate traction. There are differences to be sorted out. There's no denying that. But I think we can look at it two ways. One is the way to look at a summit is necessarily a lot of it is going to be a continuation of commitments already made. So there isn't any disappointment in that. In fact, that we could have a partial relief that we didn't have people rescinding on those things. The other point about this is that, and it's a valid criticism, which is, you know, the heart is in the right place, but we're not too sure about the mechanics of it, the devil in the details with regards to vaccine distribution, as well as evening out this global economy. And I think one core thing the G7 ought to have concentrated on is how the evolution of policy in an uneven global economic recovery, how to address that and make it more equitable for lower-income countries. I think these are reasons why you may have come up with that selfie thing where it didn't focus very much on you know, real global issues.
Yeah, Vishnu, those are tough issues. And NATO sounding tough alongside Joe Biden when they met for their summit. And they have vowed to work together against the systemic challenge posed by China with its aggressive policies. Are we due for higher trade tensions here with what's happening?
I love that you asked that question, because actually if you look at the Global Policy Uncertainty Index and the Global Trade Uncertainty Index, all these have come off to pre-US-China trade tension levels, which is actually misleading. It ought not to be that way. And one thing that we knew from the start was that Joe Biden was going to be a lot more coordinated about this. So what we can expect is that measures that come up will be a lot more binding, a lot more focused, but I don't think we need to get alarmed yet. I think there's still a lot of room for open dialogue and workarounds.
And Vishnu, turn our attention to what's come out this week. We've got the markets focused on the FOMC meeting, and we have quite a confusing few sessions going into this. You've got bond yields ticking up, but investors still going back into technology. What do you make of all these signals, and what will be the Fed likely to guide for with the interest rate hikes?
I think that's something that the Fed would like to figure out as well. So their challenge is to get the transition right without, you know, stumbling into tantrums. And I think the 2013 tantrums weighs heavily, and now the Fed needs to ensure that they are able to transition into a slightly more normalization of policy kind of approach. But I don't think they'll get there yet. So this current policy will continue to stick, although this current communique will stick with the need for accommodation to remain in place, but they will acknowledge improvements to set the stage for maybe a Q3 or Q4 agenda to talk about normalization.
So maybe some talk about tapering for us to watch out for. We've been chatting with Vishnu Varathan. He is the head for economics and strategy at Mizuho Bank. Vishnu, thank you for your time again.
My pleasure.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. Or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.